We're getting an update now on the destructive storms and wind damage that hit our state in recent days. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The National Weather Service confirmed 3 tornadoes Friday, Lincoln County, Oneida County, a third in Marathon County, and then a fourth one was confirmed Saturday morning near New London in the Fox Valley. So what damage did you get in your part of the state? Is your home okay? Did you take shelter? Is your power back on? Join in at 800-642-1234. Rob Mentzer is WPR's Rural Communities reporter, and he joins us now from our studios in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate.
So you traced the path of a tornado across central Wisconsin, going from the town of Knowlton, which is north of Stevens Point, to Shantytown, which is about 15 miles eastward of Knowlton. What did you see? What did you find?
Well, so it's quite clear where the tornado is. You can see from the road where the sort of path that it took, and the destruction of trees and other, you know, like there's a lot of ginseng being grown in this part of the state, right? And so ginseng has covers over it, and that a lot of those were damaged in those fields, as well as trees and, you know, power lines torn in half, power lines down. It was a bad storm.
Well, Wisconsin Public Service has been putting out some numbers on this storm. What do we know about power to customers?
So as of last night at 10 p.m., they said that the power companies, the power group, public service, and We Energies had restored power to about 250,000 customers. But there are still some 41,000 customers throughout the state without power. The power companies are saying that by the end of today, Tuesday, 95% of customers will have their power restored if their actual buildings aren't damaged so badly that they can't get power. But, you know, it still leaves many hundreds, probably thousands, for whom it's going to take days longer. And of course, I mean, you know, it's not as if you get power back and like all the damage is restored. It's going to be a months long or years long process for rebuilding, recovering from the effects.
Do we know if anyone was hurt from these destructive tornadoes?
Well, so this is actually a hard question, because there were several deaths over the weekend that authorities are investigating as perhaps being caused by the storms, but it's not clear right now until those investigations are completed. Like an example of this is an elderly man died in a mobile home fire in Wausau over the weekend. And it's certainly possible that the fire was caused by the storms, a lightning strike or some electrical damage or something. But we just don't know. There were two deaths reportedly under investigation in Trempealeau County. And on Sunday, a man in Oconto County died during cleanup and response efforts. There was also a utility worker in central Wisconsin badly injured during those sort of cleanup efforts.
We're getting updated on tornado damage with Rob Mentzer. He is WPR's Rural Communities reporter. He's based in Wausau. Rob, you talked with people who are in the path of the tornado. Where did you find Eugene Sincera?
Sure. Eugene Sincera and his sister Marie live out in the country, sort of east of Mosinee, maybe a drive of about 40 minutes away from Wausau or so. They were out on Sunday cleaning up their yard. They'd had several big trees come down. The trees had actually missed their house and their shed, so they said that they were feeling pretty lucky, all things considered. And Eugene talked about the experience of having the winds pick up and the tornado approaching.
It was sounded like a freight train. Like, I would say, like a half an hour before it just started turning and boiling, like something was coming.
That's a real scary feeling. I'm sure that all of those emotions of what do you do, where do you go?
Right. They went down took shelter in their basement, as others did, of course. And they were out with a border collie named Frank. And they said Frank was not fazed at all. And they had to coax him down to the basement. But all were unhurt. So
you also went to Knowlton, where you talked with Lorraine Wojcik. What condition was Lorraine's farm in?
The Wojcik farm got the worst of it. Their family's barn and farm shed were completely destroyed in the storms. They were out, as well, with chainsaws out and cleaning up on Sunday. Lorraine said that she expects the family has some tough times ahead.
Well, insurance is going to take a good year and a half before we settle everything. Yeah, because you know how by the time you get through the rubble, write everything down, they take it to the underwriters, they do their thing. By the time whatever we have in our bank in that's what we're going to have to survive on until we get everything done.
Whatever we have in our bank is what we'll survive on. So Lorraine is seeing a long road ahead to recovery.
Right. They have a beef farm and it's a homestead farm. Lorraine's husband grew up there and his parents and grandparents were there. And it's was just leveled. There have been some, announcements of some aid efforts. A bank announced that they'll provide these sort of cheap loans for people who need them to rebuild. And it may well be that the Wojcik farm would be eligible for some of that sort of disaster aid. But you could just see in the way that they spoke about it and sort of how they, out on sort of surveying the damage on Sunday, how, it's how hard it is emotionally to lose these buildings and lose the sort of structures of their farm that's been their life and their livelihood.
Did they lose any cattle?
They didn't think so. some had her phrase was some had left, but they expected to get them back.
How were other parts of the state affected?
So this was one of the things that was actually unique in this, unusual in this storm was just how widespread the damage was. So I was in central Wisconsin tracing one of these tornadoes, but of course there were multiple tornadoes across the state. A lot of the damage was not even from the tornadoes. It was from derechos, these intense sustained wind storms of straight winds. So there was damage from in Eau Claire, across central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids was especially hard hit, Stevens Point area, and then into the Fox Valley, particularly Outagamie County, sort of east of Appleton, was really badly hit. It was quite a storm.
And so these straight line winds aren't necessarily tornado winds, but they are long sustained winds?
Correct. Yes, exactly. So derechos, and there was not one but two tracked across the state. I talked to a spokesman for the power companies who said one measure of the intensity and ferocity of the storm was that they swept across Wisconsin, then crossed Lake Michigan and did a bunch more damage in Michigan, knocked a bunch of other people's power out across the Great Lake.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us and getting us updated.
All right. Thank you.
Rob Mentzer is WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau, and he joined us from our studios there. He's been reporting on the powerful storms that battered our state over the weekend. Coming up, we look at how to keep kids safe from online predators. Parents, what questions do you have about online safety? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Ideas Network.